Chair. And thank you to the Director Kossuth Wright for his presentation. And I think that this proves my point that maybe these documents are not necessarily reflecting all of the work of the divisions. And I think it's good to have this exchange because we definitely get more information from these exchanges. So first of all, I took note of the comments and the presentation, and I'm glad to see that many of the topics that are actually contained in the Bridgetown Covenant were mentioned here. I think for our group, that is very important. And I think that each division has to really take the task of reading the covenant, identifying which parts of the covenant are under their work and how they are planning to implement. It's very important to hear that. Now, regarding the comments made, I think I had one question regarding debt sustainability. You mentioned that you are going to emphasize and work on that. Maybe if you could give us a little bit more information. I do note that ANCTAD has worked on this in the past. I think you even have some principles. I think it's on debt sustainability. Is your intention to improve these principles or modify them, or how exactly are you going to tackle this particular issue of debt sustainability? I think that will be important. Then regarding the document per se that will be kind of reflected on the document of the budget for 2023, I do note that, and I think that was a little bit one of the comments that I have for other divisions as well, is that for us as a group it's important to see how each topic is being tackled from the three different pillars of ANCTAD, so consensus building, research, publications, and as well technical assistance. In some cases, only technical assistance was highlighted. In other cases, for example, for this division, we did note that you have, for example, monitoring and analyzing. So we do take note that at least in this case, the second pillar was taken in consideration. Maybe would be a suggestion to actually for each option include the other pillars, so it's well reflected how these three are interacting with each other in every result focus area, and then how that could actually be measured in the performance measured area. We also took note of some of the information that was carried by Adnan to maybe use agreed language from, in this case, covenant. I think for the illicit trade, illicit financial flows, we do have an agreed language here, and we talk about work on the negative impact of illicit flows on developing countries. So maybe we could use that that wording that is already agreed language. And then we also had a question regarding in option one, you mentioned Sustainable Development Finance Assessment, SDFA. If maybe you can give us a framework, if you can give us more information on that. At least that would be my questions for now. Thank you, Madam Chair.